There are a lot of things that rely on this river, from crops to barges to wildlife. Anything with this much power is just asking for control. Last year, Iowa Congressman Steve King introduced a bill that would increase water storage in the Missouri River reservoirs to try and protect against future flooding. But earlier this year, the Army Corps of Engineers released a report saying increased capacity wouldn't have prevented last year's flood. Bill Smith walks down to an old bend of the Missouri River that's now cut off by a man-made levee.
So when that high water came down the river, it was forced to rise. And as you can see, less than 500 yards from us, there's homes. What do you think happened to that water? It was flooding those people out before the river rose high enough to breach this levee.
Smith is the president of the Missouri Valley Waterfowlers Association and a subcontractor who has repaired dozens of homes damaged by last year's floods. He wants to see the river widened to its natural course, which is widely seen as an environmentalist's perspective. So I ask him, are you an environmentalist?
No, not by a long shot. Not even close.
Smith says the conversation about how to handle the Missouri shouldn't be pitting species against people.
It's foolish to sit back and try to think about species versus people here. That's just absurd.
That's Jim Redmond with the Northwest Iowa Sierra Club. While Redmond and Smith might come at the issues differently, they agree on one principle.
You respect the river. That's the major thing. Up to this time, the population, based on some attitudes in the 1950s and 60s, believed that they'd tamed the river. You have to respect the river. It is not tamed.
But Redmond says the species are still important. There are three endangered species dependent on the Missouri, two birds, the piping plover and the least tern, and a fish, the pallid sturgeon. Redmond says the sturgeon is amazing.
This is like a 6-foot fish that lives to 100 years old. It's a magnificent species, but no, people don't pay attention to it because it's rare, for one thing. They haven't seen one.
Redmond and Smith both live in Sioux City. The channel is straightened and controlled up here to keep barges moving along the river down south, particularly in the state of Missouri. But the last time a barge docked in Sioux City was 2004. And there are other interests beyond navigation who don't want the water running its natural course.
There's a lot of times where the farmers are very much siding with the navigation industry, because the most important things for both of them is control.
That's Michael Mack. He's the chair of the Missouri River Recovery Implementation Committee. It's a group of 70 members who represent local, state, tribal, and federal interests along the Missouri River.
When water gets real high, or if it even, you know, if it threatens their ability to drain their fields, or if it goes over the dikes and floods their fields, you know, there goes planting season.
But now, as people debate how the river should be managed long-term, farmers actually have the opposite problem. They could use some rain. In Sioux City, I'm Clay Masters, Iowa Public Radio News.